Inaugurating the fifth meeting of the National Water Resources Council, Prime Minister emphasized on the need for harnessing rainwater and transparency in implementing water projects.
I would like the state governments to actively encourage community action wherever necessary with appropriate group incentives to harvest rainwater in order to recharge groundwater resources. We also need to clearly understand that subsidies for power and diesel have been largely responsible for over-exploitation of groundwater, leading to sharp lowering of the water table in many regions. In turn, this has led to increased use of energy for irrigation and further expenditure on energy subsidies. We should lay special emphasis on localized, decentralized harnessing of water resources, which is almost cost-effective and which also lends itself to better community participation. Our catchword should be catch the catchment. Technologies and methods are available today whereby the agriculture sector could cut its water needs by 10 to 50%, industries by 40 to 90%, and cities by 30 to 35% without any sacrifice of economic output or quality of life. Another aspect that I would like to emphasize is transparency in the implementation of water projects. The government spends huge sums on these projects. However, the process of incurring expenditures and its relationship to intended benefits is often opaque. The supposed beneficiaries often do not have an opportunity to know the details of expenditure on these projects or to relate them to the benefits that are supposed to follow. Therefore, the national water policy should start a new culture of public monitoring of expenditure and outcomes of water projects.